NZ.
Senior Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury, and I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And at this time, a lot of events are springing into action. People are meeting, and there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of connection going on in the community. I think although winter isn't fully over, we are getting into action and people are aware that there's a short gap between now and Christmas and lots of things have to be achieved in that time. Now, I've talked about the Digital Seniors Tech Expo on several occasions on the program, and that of course is the biggest thing on the agenda for Senior Focus right now, because we have set up a project team to be able to work towards having a promotional stall there to promote Senior Focus. And our slogan, Getting Seniors' Voices Heard, is now on a lot of our promotional tools, like our badges, our handbook to support our volunteers, and so on. In this process of concretising more about us, it's been a very interesting, because we've been listening to a lot of people about the sorts of experiences that they have when they are dealing with technology, ways in which people laugh at them because they can't do something, or people put them down, or just leave them dangling, don't bother to follow up, all these kinds of very disgusting practices that go on. What we're finding, though, are some very positive stories at the same time. Those seniors who volunteer in libraries for digital seniors are quite special people. They're not experts, they're just people who give their time to be able to help other seniors solve problems. And so this is the basis on which the expo was set up, that these people would be there, that they would be available to do one-on-one coaching. But in addition, that we would actually be working to subtly change the messaging, to get businesses to see seniors as not only silver dollars that are attractive in this tight economy, but also to recognise that these are people who will come again and again and will be loyal customers, that it's worth treating them with respect. And not only that, that there can be stronger bonds between seniors and their grandchildren when they're in environments where they can learn and they can uptake technology with a certain level of support. So the event has become very family-centred, very family-orientated, so there's something for everyone. It's for all ages, it's not just for seniors. And there are opportunities for fun activities. There's going to be, I can't reveal everything, but there's going to be some most amazing performances, people arriving who will really shock the socks off you. And you'll just crack up. You really will. So this is an event that we've never seen anything like before. And I don't know whether it's a blueprint to unveil further ones or not at this stage, but it definitely needs to be supported. But we definitely need people to come out, because it's numbers that tell a story to the business community, and that makes them sit up and take notice. And they will be taking notice. They will be tracking what the response is. And in fact, if you want to go and you are serious, you do need to think about registering. And it's free. It's a free event. But in registering on the Digital Seniors website, which is www.digitalseniors.co.nz, you will find that you're already then on their database, and you're not going to be pestered and hounded and have stuff, you know, forced on you to buy and all that kind of stuff. It's not like that. But it will help the organisers figure out how much they need to cater for people in terms of food and drinks, in terms of the logistics of parking and getting people in and out of the building, health and safety issues, all manner of things that they have to consider. So last Sunday I had a meeting of our project team and supporters, and of course we met at Planet FM at the radio station. Where else? Our home. And it was a very successful meeting, and it's the first meeting that we've had this year. We had a very successful meeting last year for our 8th birthday. This year we're celebrating our 9th birthday at the expo itself, so we decided in advance that it was a really worthwhile objective for us to come together, for the team members to get to know each other, and for the people who are going to be coming to the expo to actually understand what we're doing there, what we're trying to achieve, what our goals are, and how we can best be effective when we're there. So a very interesting meeting, and I'm pleased to say that we have a good spread of people. So as well as coordinating the actual project, we have some of our broadcasters in key roles on the project team. We have Nanette Nasu, and she's involved in networking with businesses and marketing and promoting the event and promoting our stall. And so she was with us. We also have Fiona Tannis, who is working strategically on planning our approach to stakeholders and sponsors and looking for funding for our broadcasting fees for next year. And Fiona is a physio, but her main focus these days is in strategic advice and consulting work, which she does through a healthcare trust, and it's focused on aged care. Fiona couldn't be with us, but she has given a lot of time so far and been very helpful. And in particular, I've appreciated her coaching and mentoring. We had Tim Coffey with us, who is our researcher. He is the person who goes behind the paywall, and he picks up articles from the Herald, from the Washington Post, from the Huffington Post, from the New York Times and the Guardian and so on. And it's amazing, actually, how many articles there are out there in overseas papers, because of the large growing senior population in these countries. People are waking up. This is a very rich area for research, and it's an area that people are very interested in. And so it's worthwhile tracking the research and publishing it. So therefore, we're getting the best that we can get in terms of information about what's changing out there, what people are finding out about various things, like even playlists for improving your experience when you become non-cognoscentious or when you're unconscious or you're in palliative care. Instead of having to listen to whatever is piped music for the facility, you get to actually, if you do the work and set up your own playlist in advance, then you've got something that can be plugged in and used in the event where you're not able to make choices. These are just some of the things that people are focusing research on. So it's very interesting to find out what's popular on these playlists and what isn't. It's fascinating. However, going back to our project team, we also have a designer who's spent about 25 hours on our badges, on our handbook, on our flyers, and designing a masthead for our newsletter, because we are going to set up a regular news service by email to people who are supporters, people who are listeners, people who are just genuinely interested in what Senior Focus is about and what we're doing. And we expect that to be coming out bi-monthly, but there will be occasions when we need to send something out urgently, and we'll be able to get people's attention having a bright, colourful masthead. And it really encourages people to have a pride in what we're doing. So we're grateful for the input that's coming from people anonymously, from people who are professionals and busy in their lives, and largely the great majority of them are seniors, and that's the important bit. This is by seniors for seniors. That's what we're all about. Dr. Alex Bonham, who's joined us in the last 12 months making programs, is continuing on a monthly basis to do a program a month. And although she wasn't present at the meeting, she has been kept in the loop and is very much part of the team that's heading towards the expo. In my role, I'm coordinating and I'm signing off on stuff that's going to be part of the communications channels, and making sure that we're all unified and on the same page. At this time, that's working okay, and that's why I have a coach and a mentor, so I have someone to keep me on track. But it's also very good that I have relationships with people that I've worked with before or that I've known for some time, and that understand the radio and the value of it and believe in it and want to support it. So all this adds value and makes it much easier. Our main stakeholders, of course, are Planet FM and the Digital Seniors Trust. At Planet, we're currently going through some changes, both on the staff and on the board. And so this is not a smooth, easy time for us. But when I look at some of the people involved, in both in our project team and on the board, I'm looking at people who've been around broadcasting 17 years, even one for over 35 years. And this means we've got people who are sincere, very committed, and will really extend themselves to make sure that we maintain quality and that we maintain connection with our communities, and to ensure that voices are heard, that we are inclusive, that we follow our treaty policies of partnership, protection and participation. And most of all, that we do basic health and safety, and we're conscious of these things. So I think it's going to be a very interesting exercise to be in the public with both the Senior Focus logo and Planet FM's logo out there on the website for digital seniors, on the wall at the stall, and it will be a way of raising our profile, and that's what our main goal is. We want more people to know the name Planet FM, and we want more people to know our name, Senior Focus. As I did comment on a previous program, one or two people have had difficulty finding us or looking for podcasts, not sure how to locate us on the web. And so I've been saying to people recently, if you're looking on your phone, put Senior Focus Auckland into Google. And of course, different phones will bring up slightly different results, but generally speaking, you will see Senior Focus in the blue lettering, and that will enable you to, it's live with the internet, it will enable you to connect to the main page. and then look for that magic word listen. When you click on that, you will hear what is the current program. One of the beautiful things about this exercise is the really good value people that we're connecting with. In all walks of life, people who genuinely care for seniors and who want things to be better, who are concerned about the future for seniors in this country, because at the moment we don't have a strong government policy of protection in terms of health needs, in terms of safety nets for income, in terms of housing. Housing, I think, is probably the most critical need of all. And it always saddens me when there are people living in their cars, no matter what age, but it's very tough when they're in their 70s and 80s living in cars. And I do feel that we still are many years behind what is best practice in other OECD countries. And I think about Canada, for example, and their public housing program. 100% of all buildings in the public housing arena, but also in the private sector, must be accessible. So you can have a mobile population, you can have people moving around, changing places, and wherever they end up, they will be in an accessible dwelling. So if they deteriorate or have an accident or need accessible accommodation, it's already there. It doesn't need to be, they don't need to move again just because they need accessible housing. But here, our figure, our average figure across all sectors combined is 2%. And even with the new Kāinga Ora builds, it's still only between 11 and 15% on different developments. It's slightly different. But and I don't know what the average is, but it sits between 11 and 15%. And, of course, in the private sector, it's lower. So when are we going to get housing that's suitable for older people? That's the big question. There's some promise in what the government has said it's going to do with regards to allowing granny flats to be constructed without a resource management consent, provided it comes up to building code. But we're yet to see how this will actually play out, whether it will encourage people to stay put in their places and have them modified or not, because a lot of it is access to finance. That's the barrier. And we haven't seen much light on that subject. So I rest my case, but I consider that housing is the most critical issue of the day for seniors. In the past, we had effective lobbying through Grey Power when they wanted to lift the surtax that Mr. Muldoon had put on, the 50% tax that went on once you earned above $2,000, above your pension. And it took 5 years of solid meetings and halls and marches and so on. But people were in their 60s. Getting the pension at 60 meant they were fit and active and they were able to march and able to fill up town halls and yell and get noticed. And it took 5 years because there was no social media, but it was effective. It also meant that politicians would sit up and take notice of Grey Power. Now, the numbers were there. They had over 100,000 members, And nowadays the membership has dwindled quite a lot because Grapehour doesn't focus on one issue, and because that one issue is not tied to the back pockets of the seniors concerned. There is a, you know, a real sort of challenge for organisations to keep going when their raison d'etre, their reason for existence in the beginning, has simply faded out and is not critical. So, yes, there are lots of issues, but it's very hard to get everybody galvanised around these because, like with housing, it's a very complex business. And it's not until you yourself face homelessness or are on are sliding towards it that you actually realise how much luck's involved and how much bad luck, how much various incidents coming together in a bad storm, literally and metaphorically, how much all that can add up to a circumstance that means that you become unable to find suitable accommodation. And how can Greypower respond to that and that need, and how can they lobby around this? Some of the difficulty is, for example, at the moment, the moderately affordable accommodation in the social housing area are dwellings that the council has previously had income-related rents eased by the accommodation supplements from the government, and that is now being cut to various community providers and even to councils. So that means that they can't offer that to help broker a reasonable cost of a rental. And that's really sad because it means if the housing, not only is it often not accessible, but it's also not affordable. And we're finding less affordability as time goes on. And that's the most worrying thing about housing in New Zealand. And it's because it's affecting everyone, there are some people who say, oh, well, seniors are towards the end of their life, they're not trying to bring up children, they don't need the extra help. We should just focus on young people getting into housing. There are these kinds of views out there, and it's difficult. And in the past, where pensioner housing was provided by councils, most councils around the country have sold theirs off. And in fact, John Banks had a big sell-off in Auckland, and some of you will remember that a lot of those places went. They were sold below market value. They're now worth over $1 million individually, those apartments. And the mind boggles when you think how much public money was given away. It's bad management. It's not necessarily we don't have money, but it's just that things are not managed properly over time. But I'm not going into that today. I'm hopeful that we'll have more programs around housing because we need to grapple with this subject and we need to get some positive stories in about people who've managed to do interesting things. And I know one person who has been able to put a tiny house on family land, and that house cost $35,000 because a lot of the finishing, painting on the outside and so on, was done by family or community. And so it was affordable. And often we, you know, it's when we actually get these stories that we actually get inspired, and some people join the dots and they find a way to do it. And that's what we hope that Senior Focus can provide, that kind of information and inspiration. Now, as regards the events that are on, two that I just want to mention, there's another expo on the 14th of November, which is a Thursday, on the North Shore at the East Coast Bays Recreational Centre by the East Coast Bays Library in Browns Bay. And so that's going to be 10 till 2, and that was run last year, and it was known as the Active Expo, and it's on again this year. And the person who's the lead behind it, Pam Martin, is also an ambassador for the Digital Seniors Expo, and she's also been on the co-design team with myself. So it'll be a good event to go to. And usually there's goodie bags and interesting freebies. It's a no-cost free entry. The Death Cafe is another new event that's cropped up. And this is an international initiative that it aims to increase awareness of death and help people make the most of their lives. So it's a group-directed discussion about death with no agenda, objectives or themes. So it's a discussion group, it's not a grief support group, and it's a one-off for an hour and a half. So Browns Bay Library are running that, and the first one was last Saturday, and there's going to be one on the 23rd of November and one on the 8th of December. Around the 23rd of November, there's the Greyland Festival, and there's also the Festival of the Roses at Parnell. So there's plenty coming up. Let's hope we've got the sunshine. We will put some extra energy into making sure that there's information like this in our newsletter that's coming out. So our first one will come out around the 25th of October, and it will be information about the Digital Seniors Expo, but it's also going to cover these other events. I've enjoyed meeting with our supporters, working with our project team, and the strength and unity that's amongst the people that are behind Senior Focus, and it's been very heartwarming, and I've got real enthusiasm to plan for next year, and so I hope to bring to you the Expo Manager, the Tech Expo Manager, Sarah Thorne, in our next Senior Focus edition next week. Thanks for listening.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus, and do note Senior Focus is one word.